Welcome to Crossrun, everybody. If it's your first time, we're really glad to have you along. Remember, we're not like any other running podcast, so don't expect us to be sat behind a desk with a stopwatch telling you when and where to run on the bleep. Our coaches are out there with you every step of the way, no matter what the time of day and whatever the weather. Every week will be a different run, and you can expect up to two sessions a week with different programs to keep your running motivation up and to keep your fitness levels improving. Don't forget, we operate a grading system to help you suit and grade your level of running. If you hear an instructor mention a blue bib, that's an entry level. If you hear an instructor mention a red bib, that's intermediate. And if you hear the instructor mention a green bib, that's advanced. So everybody has the opportunity to benefit and improve their running. Don't forget, if you love our podcast, please rate us on whatever platform you listen to and drop us a review. Stand by for Crossrun in 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to 30-minute threshold Crossrun. For those of you listening on the podcast, you will notice the name of the podcast has changed. We are going to start every run like we start every other, and that's get yourself up and moving, steady jog away from the point you're at, and let's get going. So I think we've got about 40 people online this morning, and we've got 30 minutes ahead of us. So up we get. Let's get moving. Steady jog away from this point, please. 2 minutes warm-up, 2 minutes of steady jogging. Don't worry too much about technique. Don't worry too much about what you look like. Nobody cares what you think you look like, and neither do we, because we're just out there for a run, working on our fitness, trying to improve, and that's the key. So steady jog, just give me a speed check. I want you about 60%. So for those of you that have done threshold cross run, just for the record, that isn't a BMF product. It's something that I call this class, because we're always working up to threshold before recovering. For those of you that have done threshold, you'll understand that for a set period of time, we work at a steady pace, about 50%. Then we go up to 60%, 70%, 80%, 90%, and maximum effort. Pretty straightforward, really. 30 minutes, everybody's more than capable of doing that. And of course, it doesn't really matter what bib colour you are, because the percentage level is appropriate to your own ability or your own speed. So that's where the focus lies today, people. We're one big team running throughout the country. You've got exactly 20 seconds. And of course, we've got to go through our warm-up and be prepared. So welcome on board, everybody. If it's your first time, I'm super glad to have you here. Great to have you on board. Don't forget, you can download the podcast version of our cross run, coming up to 30 classes online, different running sessions. Okay, team, on my command, just want you to lift the pace ever so slightly to 70%. Lift the pace to 3, 70%, 2, 1. Let's go. Steady jog up into a steady run, let's call it. Nice and slow, in control the whole time. There's lots of people out in my park today. So I'm at Seabury. I might run past you. I'm currently down by the canal. But wherever you are in the world, let's get you moving. Take a bit of joy and pleasure out of the fact that this is the easy bit, the warm-up. Now, in many respects, just hold 70%, please. In many respects, the warm-up can be one of the toughest parts, because you go from a sedentary state into a movement, mobile state quite quickly, and the need for oxygen increases, and actually maybe we're not ready for that. So in 5 seconds, I'm going to ask you just to come off the gas, just come back down to 60%. 3, 2, 1. 60% down we come. So it's at a much slower pace. There's no real focus effort levels. If you're interested in improving your technique and your coach, or download the podcast and leave us a review. Please leave a review. That's really important for us. just to the top. Okay, you've got 10 seconds, 70% in three, 70%. So 70% should not steady, but always in control. Let's just leave it in control. Not out of breath particularly. So if you are out of breath, maybe you need to slow down. Maybe you need to just come off the pace a little bit. On my command, I want you to increase the pace to 80%. Are you ready? 80% in three, just a short one, two, nice and quick, one, time on, let's go. 80%, legs alive. Fire them up, let's get you moving. You've got exactly two, one, and wind it down. 70%, nice and easy. Okay, so your first round today is a bulletproof toughie. We're going to start 1 minute, 1 minute for 60 to 70% effort. And we are going to start in 5 seconds. So it's actually an extended warm-up, but that's the way it goes. Three, 60 to 70%, two, one. And we are time on, people, time on. 60 to 70%, just cruising along. So I'm going to give you that kind of option today between the range of 60 and 70% for the first minute. Now, obviously, we know that we're going to have to pick the pace up in the second, third, fourth minute before we come crashing down and I give you a bit more recovery. But it's really straightforward. You're just always building, building, building up to a threshold peak, fighting away before we come back down and recover. Now, you've got 20 seconds at 60 to 70%. Now, green bibs, I can read your mind. You want to undo the handbrake and fly away, but just hold back, greens. Just wait that extra second. On my command, I want you to take me to 70 to 80%. 70 to 80 in three, two, one. Time on, let's go. Now, if you're a blue bib, 70%, of course, will be suitable here, 70%. If you're a red bib, maybe you're creeping closer to 80%. So 80% for red. And of course, if you're a green bib, there's no excuses. You should be at 80% already in your second minute. Now, if you've done these with me before, the minute rounds, you'll understand that that's going to be a tough ask. But we are at the start of the cross run, so you should be fresh, fit, fighting free, ready to go for it. You've got 20 seconds at 70 to 80%. Now, there is a big difference between 70 and 80, about 10%, some would say. But there's a big difference in the effort levels. 80% is a real push. 70% is comfortable. In 5 seconds, you're going to step me up to 80 to 90%. Okay, team, are you ready? Three, two, one. Time on, let's go. 80 to 90%. Step me up. Hold that level. Okay, now we're pushing. We're already 7 minutes into our cross run, but we're already creeping up there, improving our fitness, pushing that fat burn into oblivion. 80%. Is your maximum, 70% is your control level. Now, we're only doing one round of 1 minute today, so take some heart in understanding and knowing that this is the worst it gets. Keep it working, 10 seconds. Okay, team, you're gonna step me up to 90% for 1 minute. Now, really, that's not possible, but it's effort level, remember, effort level. Three, two, one, 90%, let's go. Thank you. 90%, move the legs, fire them up, hold that level. Now, some of you'll notice, compared to usual, I'm trying not to be too enthusiastic about the fast rounds just yet, because as we move down the time, I'm really gonna start pushing you on the intensities, which means you're gonna have to lift your effort levels and meet me halfway. You've got exactly 20 seconds to go. 20 seconds. as we come back into the park over the river, the beautiful part of the world. Hold it together now, team. Come on. Stay with it. 10 seconds. Here we go. It's our first maximum effort. Are you ready? 3, maximum effort. 2, 1. Time on. Let's go. Okay, it's 1 minute of you versus yourself. It's a minute of your heart rate versus your legs. What's going to give up first? I'd rather that your legs gave up first than your heart rate. It's all about the legs, keeping the legs going. You're all fit enough to fight through a minute at this level, even after the work we've just done. Take some stock of knowing we are going to come down to a recovery. At the end of this minute, you've got 30 seconds. Stride out now, team. Fight on. Come on. Look at where you're going. Laser beam, 20 meters ahead of you. 20 meters ahead, sorry. Stride out, run straight. 10 seconds. Greens. Go that next level, greens. Come on, reds. Push, push, push. We've got this. Keep your fight on. 3, ready to recover. 2, 1. Recovery. So ease off the gas. 50 seconds of recovery. Now, recovery for you might look like a walk. It might look like a steady jog. But recovery is 50 to 60%. 50 to 60%. And we're just ticking away. Really, really slow. Just a plod, really. You need that oxygen back in the system. Full up, build that reserve. And you can't get that if you're running helter-skelter speeds. So take a couple of big deep breaths. The recovery is just as important as the fast threshold run. Do not sacrifice it. Okay, team, 5 seconds. I'm going to ask you to pick me up for 60% in 3, 2, 1. 60%, let's go. 60%, no faster, no slower. Give me that little speed check. Are you running at the correct pace? Is it really a 6 out of 10? So let's bear in mind, a 4 out of 10 would be a fast walk, a really fast walk, like Olympic style fast walk. A 5 out of 10 would be kind of a in between a jog and a walk. But a 6 out of 10 is comfortable jog, a comfortable jog. Okay, you've got exactly 15 seconds. So they're coming thick and fast now. 70% in 5 seconds. Take a big deep breath. This is where it starts to get a bit more important. In 3, 2, 1. Time on. 70%. Let's go. Push, push, push. 70%. Big work rate. Oh dear, I've gone the wrong way. Can't get through this way. Hold that level. Just stay with it, team. Do not deviate from 70%. You are halfway. Now, those of you that are intelligent will have just figured out that at the back end of the run, the peak runs, the threshold runs, the top end speed, you actually get less rest every time you reset the time. And that's the challenge today. Instead of getting more rest, like we did last week, today you're getting less rest. So we're working slightly different energy systems. And we're pushing anaerobic threshold. Are you ready for 80% in 3, 2, 1. Time on, let's go. 80%. You have to start moving well now. Come on. Open the legs up. Fire them up. These are the important phases. 80%. As we head up the hill past the... There's a few roadworks up here, so sorry for the loud noises. Keep it going, team. Let's go. Nicely done. Oh, lots of work going on. Okay, you've got 20 seconds. Just give me a speed check. Are you really doing 80%? Yes or no? I think I can see one of my lovely members in the distance. Give me a wave if it's you, Caroline. It might be. Keep working, everybody. Oh, it's not. Oh dear, I've just embarrassed myself waving to someone I don't know. Never mind. Let's just pretend we're being friendly. Okay, on my command, 90%. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. Time on. Let's go. 90%. That was embarrassing. Okay, fire it up. Go, go, go. She did wave back, to be fair. Let's go. 90% big effort, team. Oh, it's getting tough now. I can just feel the heart rate screaming back at me. Legs feel good. Heart rate, not so much. 25 seconds gone. 20 seconds to go. Come on. Keep the work rate on. Let's face it. It doesn't matter how much I scream and shout at you. The only thing that really matters is that you want to push to the next level. 10 seconds. Stand by for your maximum effort. Stand by for your maximum effort in 3. Here it goes. 2, 1. Go maximum. Let's go, team. Fire the legs up. Drive on. Pump the knees. This is what you turn up for on a Wednesday morning. For this round of 30 minutes. Take a big deep breath. 50 seconds of your day to put the worst part of the week behind you and the best part of the week in front of you. Keep it working. Come on. A big 20 seconds, please. Stride out. I don't want to see anything leaning forward. Lift the chest up. Legs alive. Keep it moving. 10 seconds to go. Come on, then we get recovery. But you've got to earn that. 5. You're almost there. 4. Stay with it. 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1, recovery. Now I'm going to recover down into a walk for 40 seconds. I told you, you lose 10 seconds rest. But the benefit is the rounds within the set are shorter. So there's a bit of a yin and a yang there, if you're into that kind of thing. As always, give with one hand, take with the other. Now, for some of you, the recovery jog will probably feel really awkward and heavy. That's fine. If you need to walk or move a bit quicker, go for it. We really don't mind. But stand by for 60% in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go. 60%. Just increase the speed slightly. But technically, again, for those of you that have figured this out, it's still a recovery, 60%. But it's an active, a live recovery. So just stay with it. Let's think a little bit about technique and efficiency. Loosen the shoulders off. Keep your head and your chest up and look where you're going. 20 meters, laser beam. Now, plot the line. It's running in a straight line. 5 seconds, you're gonna give me 70%, of course, in 3, 2, 1. Time on, let's go. 70% effort. Now, I'm not looking for a sprint or a burst of speed. I'm just looking for you to steadily accelerate up to the next zone and stay there. Now, if you've got your heart rate tracker on and it tells you what zones you're in, that's excellent. Are you really in 70% or are you working too hard? If you're working too quick, you won't be able to give me a true maximum effort threshold set with all that buildup of yummy lactic acid that we all love feeling so much at BMF. That's lies. 5 seconds, 80% in 3, 2, 1. Time on, let's go. 80%. Work up the speed. 80%. Okay, now we're pushing it. You should be at 80% now. You've glided up there. Glided? Glowed? Glide? You've got there. And now hold that speed. Okay, let's try and work on our step pattern. We're moving fast enough to really concentrate on left, right, left, right, left, left, right. Steady steps. Try and accelerate the knees. Push them through. Bring the chest up. I know I sound like a broken record, but it's just running. That's all it is. 5 seconds. Are you ready for 90% in 4, 3, 2, 1? Let's go. 90%. Big effort now. Drive on. 90%. Keep pushing. Come on. Great news for those of you that are clock watchers. You're already 20 minutes gone. Brilliant. 20 minutes gone. You've got exactly 20 seconds to go. And you're going to take me to maximum level this morning. You're going to take me to maximum 40 seconds of everything. I don't care if you think you look like a Wally in the park. I look like a Wally, but that's without even doing cross run. 5 seconds. Are you ready? 4, 3, 2, 1. Sprint on. Let's go. Legs, 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 legs. Fire the legs up. Keep pumping. All 40 of you. Come on, let's go. Keep pushing. Oh, the legs are heavy. Keep going, keep going. You've got exactly 20 seconds. Morning, Rach, you're all right. Keep it pushing, come on. You're almost there. 5 seconds to go. Oh, it's tough. 4, 3, 2. And recovery, recovery, recovery. 30 seconds of recovery. Well done. So we're coming down that chain. Now got 5 rounds of 30. This is your first one. It's a recovery. Now, here's the question. Is 30 seconds truly long enough to recover from an 80, a 90, and a maximum? No, it isn't. But that's the point. Okay, take a big deep breath. 10 seconds. You're going to take me straight back to 70% in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. 70%. 70%. Steady as we go. Now remember, 70% does require a little bit of effort. There's a little bit of hardship. You have to earn it. But look at where you're going. Straight down that line, laser beam focus. So for those of you that download the Cross Run podcast, we are now called the BMF Cross Run podcast rather than the Run With Us podcast. Much to my upset, but it is what it is. 5 seconds. Are you ready? For 80% in 3, 2, 1, 80%. Let's go. Glide it up. 80%. There's too many people to bloody wave at in the park this morning. Everybody's out. Okay, 80%. You've got to be really focused here. This is where we get to the nitty gritty and you really earn your fitness. Earn the right to get to the next bib colour. To burn off that next pound of fat. To get into the next set of jeans. Are you ready? 90%. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Energy on. Legs alive. 90%. Oh, 20 seconds to go already. Keep firing up. I don't know about you, but I think these short rounds are bloody worse. Pardon my language. Come on, team. Keep the legs going. Everything that you've got. Morning. 3, maximum effort. 2, maximum effort. Go. Wind up the speed. Let's go. Tear up the path. Doesn't matter whether you're running through a path, down the road, pavement, grass, hills, mud. It's all about commitment now. Drag every last sinew of energy out of your body. You've got this. Come on. 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Recovery, recovery. 20 seconds only, team. Oh, here we go. This is a nasty little round, this one, the 20 second round. You're recovering at 60%, 60. On my command, you're going to lift me to 70% in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Legs on, 70%. Crikey, there are so many runners out today. It's awesome. They might not be running with us, but I love that they're out there. People trying to make a positive change to their lives. You can't not respect that. But that's where we're at as well. One big community out there bringing the positivity. Let's keep it that way. Take me up to 80%. Let's go. 80%. You should really be striding out and on. Don't give up. 80%. Stay with it. Stand by for 90% in 5. This is where it gets really tough. 4, only 20 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. 90%. Take me to that next level. Not just physically, but mentally. Get me up there. Come on. Push, push, push. Oh, my word. My legs feel like lead. Oh, my legs have just caught up. They were feeling great, but now they're tough. Steady for maximum effort. Ready? Maximum effort, 100%. 3, 2, 1. Time on. Let's go. Okay, team. 100% isn't enough here. I hate the whole 110% phrase, but that's what we're looking for. Physically 100%, but that extra 10% is all in your brain. Get us there. Come on. 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Recovery. You've got 10 seconds. Here we go. Final round before we hit the last stretch. Are you ready? You're taking me straight to 70% in 3, 2, 1. 70%. Let's go. 70%. I want you to imagine this is one lap of a track. Ready for 80% in 3, 2, 1. 80%. Let's go. Stay busy. I told you we're going to ramp up the speed, ramp up the intensity. 90% in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Come on, fire it up. 90%. Nothing but maximum commitment will do. Don't go minimum. Maximum effort in 3, 2, 1. Maximum effort. Go, go, go. For all of those Casio Berry Park lovers, I'm just approaching the canal bridge. Keep it moving. 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Recovery. 45 seconds recovery. Okay, team. 45 seconds of recovery. Okay, we're coming up to our last round. Now, we're going to finish on kind of a middle ground. You're going to give me 45 seconds. 45 seconds at recovery. We're already on that train. We're already, that one's left the station. We're recovering. You're then going to give me 45 seconds at 70, 80, 90, and maximum. And you will not stop your maximum until I yell your colour out. And that is your big finish, everybody. Stand by, 10 seconds. 10 seconds, and I'm going to need you to take me straight up to 70% in 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go, straight up to 70%. Get there. 70%, 45 seconds. Just ticking away now. This is your last chance to really put the hammer down. If you've just coasted today, shame on you. But if you've coasted because maybe it's your first one, that's fine. You're just getting yourself into it. If you've perhaps left a little bit in the tank, well, this is the time to probably get rid of that, isn't it? 15 seconds to go. 70%, just ticking away. 70%. Are you ready to lift me to 80%? Yes, you are. Rhetorical question. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. 80%. We're gliding on. Morning. Just gliding on. 80%. Now, remember what I said. Everything upwards of 80, 90 and maximum is really gritty and tough. So put the effort in and you will be rewarded with greater levels of fitness, more satisfaction, and a virtual high five from me. And that's what you should all aspire to achieve. 10 seconds. Are you ready for 90%? Of course you are, because we're moving towards the end of the session. Stand by. 3, 2, 1. Go 90. Let's go. Okay, stride out now. Give me a bit more power through the legs. Come on, team. 1.5 minutes of work to go. You've got this. Push, push, push. 30 seconds through the river. Always over the path at this point. Lovely. Makes you feel like you're running. God, you could be anywhere in the country. Beautiful place. Let's go. 15 seconds. Oh, this is tough now. Come on, don't run out of puff. Keep the chest and the head up. Keep firing those legs up. Morning. 5 seconds to go, team. 90% is gone. Maximum is here. 3, 2, 1. Go, go, go. Maximum, maximum, maximum. You will not stop until I tell your colour you are free. Blues, you are doing 45 seconds in my high-pitched voice. Reds, you are going slightly longer. Greens, this is the run of your life. Come on. Dig deep, everybody. 15 seconds to go for Blues. If you are not running at your out-and-out best, where are you? What's the point of logging on? Come on, you've got this. Push to that last level. Up your spirit. Blues, 5 seconds. Blues, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blues, recovery jog. Recovery jog, Blues. A walk is acceptable, Blues. Great work, Blues. Reds, I want 10 seconds of next gear. Ready? Turn those turbos on. 3, 2, 1. Go, go, go. 10 seconds. 9. Come on, Reds. 8, 7. Keep working, Greens. 5, Reds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Reds, recovery, recovery, Reds. Okay, Greens. I need 10 seconds of absolute out and out adrenaline filled running junkie running. Let's go. 3, 2, 1. Go, Greens. 10. I'm with you. Oh, my word. 7, 6. It's a slow count because I'm a slow person. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Recovery walk, hands on head, please. Recovery walk, hands on head. 30 seconds for everybody. Just suck up some oxygen. Great work, everybody. So that is what I call threshold cross run. Ultimately, it's a lot more regulated than the other cross run, which tends to be themed and athletically process driven. Whereas this, all about the intervals, all about the fat burn, all about the performance, all about you overcoming your fear of running, if you have one, and turning that fear into a deep-seated love for traveling forward at speed. Okay, team, we're going to finish every cross run how we finish every cross run. We're going to finish this cross run, sorry, how we finish every cross run, with a 30-second team jog, slow and steady. Are you ready? Team jog, 3, 2, 1, and we're off, team. Let's go. Team jog, just get your legs going. Nothing to it but to move forward for 30 seconds. Take a couple of big deep breaths. Let's just ask ourselves the question. Could we have worked harder today? Did we work at the level that was acceptable for the amount of work we've already done this week, perhaps? Could we have pushed more? Did we want to just do a session because we needed to get out of the house? That's fine, by the way. I massively endorse that. If the answer to any of those is I could have worked harder, let's come back next time. Let's not dwell on it. Let's come back next time and absolutely smash it. 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a big deep breath. Pat yourselves on the back. Well done, everybody. As always, cracking effort. Have a wonderful Wednesday. And well done, podcasters.
Great work, everybody. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss another cross run again. Hopefully you found that exhilarating and challenging and you feel as though you've really achieved something today. Focus and celebrate the fact that you've completed another tough cross run. Whilst we absolutely love running, we do think it's important to improve your strength and all over fitness, which can help with your running, whether you love sprinting or long distance running. Why not try one of our online classes? Simply log on to www.bemilitaryfit.com and sign up for your free session and come and give it a try. We can't wait to see you next time. In the meantime, go and recover, eat healthy, stay positive and run strong.